This is KNKX. As a comedian, Craig Gass includes a bunch of celebrity impressions in his act. But what sets him apart from other impressionists is how he learned to do those voices. Gass grew up in a family where he was the only one who was not deaf. Gass got his start in Seattle, though he grew up in New York. He came back through town for a couple of stand-up gigs, and he sat down with sound effect host Gabriel Spitzer to talk about learning the art of imitation.
Growing up in a deaf family, I couldn't learn how to speak from my family. I learned how to speak by copying all the voices I heard on TV. And never got an accent from the Bronx, which is where I'm originally from. And everybody in the Bronx sounds like Tracy Morgan. Everybody in the Bronx talk like this, whether you black or white, male or female. That's crazy. That's crazy. Hey! This is the voice of your next door neighbor, and I'm a Vietnamese girl. That's crazy. Yeah, so the weirder the voice, the easier it is for me to do it. Like Christopher Walken has a real stop and go kind of voice where he'll talk every once in a while. He'll stop, and then he'll keep going. So it became this like superpower I had, and as a result, I started working with Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio here in Seattle, and that led to me putting a tape together for Howard Stern. Howard had me start working on his show immediately to do celebrity phone calls on his show. And I would call in as Sam Kinison, calling in live from the gates of hell with somebody who, like Jeffrey Dahmer. When Jeffrey Dahmer passed, the next morning, I was on the air as Sam Kinison, calling live from the gates of hell. Hey guys, this is Sam Kinison, and I'm down here with Jeffrey Dahmer. He just made it down here. He's already got his own cooking show, and he's looking at me like my butt is a T-bone! Oh! Oh! Yeah, so it was really crazy.
So when do you remember becoming aware that this was not the normal family structure?
That's the interesting thing, is that my whole life people would go, oh my God, how... that is so weird. Wasn't it weird? And it's not. It's the way you grow up is the way you grow up. There's always a sensitivity that people have that's unnecessary about being around me and thinking, oh, I don't want to say anything that might be inappropriate. Meanwhile, the most inappropriate jokes I've ever heard in my life about deaf people were from my deaf family. My sister, a couple years ago, at dinner, my sister is sitting across the table from me, and she's signing to me in sign language. And she said, do you want to hear a good joke? And I said, sure. And then she said, me too. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, a lot of people, a lot of comics grow up making their family members laugh, mm-hmm. making their parents laugh, trying to get approval in that way. So did you do that? And if so, did you have to learn how to craft sign language jokes?
Well,
or
it's
physical
fun.
Humor.
It's really funny you bring that up, because I would do impressions for my family that involved no voices. I just did impressions of body language. Here's grandpa standing out on the balcony. And then I would do impression of grandpa, like just kind of standing there, like fumbling through his change on the balcony, whatever. I did impressions of people that involved zero voices. And whenever I do an impression now, I always think of the person more than the voice. And it's been pretty weird, because over the years, everyone who I do an impression of has tried to meet me, and it always leads to like a funny conversation.
Have you met Tracy Morgan?
A million times.
Yeah.
And he's insane. And I love him.
Do you ever, when you have performed with him, opened for him or whatever, do you do your impression of him?
Here's the crazy thing. Tracy Morgan knows there's a comedian out there by the name of Craig Gass, who does an impression of him. And he's always talking about that guy. And then when he sees me, he seems to identify me as somebody he's met once. And he never correlates the two.
Can you remember times growing up or whatever when you just kind of were confronted with something that was different for you because of the family you grew up in?
I know that I would hit circumstances where, well, we can't approach that the same way because my family's deaf, which I got to say, let me get away with murder. When I was a kid, I was always a class clown. It wasn't intentional, but I would really test the patience of my teachers. And it would always get to a point where they'd go, okay, we need your mom to come to school and talk to your principal and your teachers about your behavior. And I'd go, all right, well, she's deaf, so you need an interpreter. And I know sign language. So I would sit there in front of all my teachers and my principal, and I would lie and edit on the fly as they would look at my mom and they'd go, okay, tell your mother that the reason why you're here is because you are having some behavior problems. And I'd look at my mom and go, so, and I'd start signing, they're saying that although they think I'm a very good student, there's some small issues we need to work on. And my mom would shake her head like, okay. And they'd look at her and go, okay, now tell her. And I was lying right in front of my teachers. So there were special circumstances where I found myself being put in a position where I could have control over my destiny.
Yeah. Do you think that growing up with your version of normal has taught you anything about, you know, how to understand people from different backgrounds and stuff like that and coming to the table with assumptions or baggage or history that might be a lot different from yours?
Absolutely. Another great question, because I've noticed, like, there's a guy that I met here in Seattle named Steve Gleason. He lives in New Orleans. Steve Gleason is a football player, used to play for the New Orleans Saints, and he has ALS. He's now confined to a wheelchair where he communicates through a computer screen where he uses his eyes to put words and sentences together. And I noticed the way that people approach Steve is similar to the way that people approach my family. So cautiously and sensitively that it's almost like treating somebody like a child, which is why I always go out of my way to communicate with Steve in a different way, in a way that is more normal. You know, every time I walk up to him and I go, I know if I get there right now, there's porn on that screen. I know if I walk up to you right now, I'm going to see porn on that screen. Like, I'm always making jokes with him and stuff. And he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met. I remember Steve saying, we ran into each other at a Pearl Jam concert. And he said, hey, Craig, can you tell some jokes to my friends? And I'm telling them jokes. And Steve mentioned, and I never told him the story, Steve said through his computer screen, Craig's family is deaf. I'll bet that's why he got so good at impressions, because his family is deaf. And I said, oh, my God, what Steve just said is right. I couldn't learn how to talk for my family. I learned how to talk by copying all the voices I heard on TV. And then Steve typed out, my kids will probably end up talking like robots. And I was like, oh, my God, that is hilarious. So, yes, you end up seeing the world through in a different way that other people do. And I learned how to laugh.
Craig Gass will perform two shows on December 30th at the Suquamish Clearwater Casino Resort. There's a link to ticket information at knkx.org. He spoke with sound effect host Gabriel Spitzer.